Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about weak men. Look at this dude, this guy's a retard. So let's see if I could prove this point. Yes, this gay Norwegian politician, he gets caught with kiddie porn, so he nukes himself because he can't handle the pressures of being a weirdo. So yeah, there we go. Yeah, if you're a tree-hugging hippie, you could do whatever you want. But if you're a Republican or some conservative party, there's no suit for you. Well, fuck Biden. Let's go back to this story. A prominent gay politician who was arrested for possession and distribution of kiddie porns last fall has committed suicide after admitting to the charges. Alright, let's see if I can pronounce this dude's fucking name. It's Mikkel Eskil Mikkelsen, a former member of the Sami parliament, was arrested in November for acquiring images of children being sexually assaulted and had led the Norwegian Samagetis work on gender identity reform. Yes, you did reform some shit, didn't you? Oh yeah, and a side note, fuck that fucking flag with the one star on it. That's a fucking thing I need to wipe my ass with, but you know. Whatever. Bagels are good. That flag over there, not so good. Mikkelsen was arrested on November 4th by police and charged with having shared and acquired material showing sexual abuse of children. Mikkelsen admitted to the charges in the local court for Salten and Loften in Nordland, Northern Norway, and was facing a prison sentence up to 1 year. You know what? You're only going to do 1 year of prison and you unalived yourself? In my opinion, that's really fucking stupid. Yes, you would have had a criminal record and your career in politics would have been over, but you at least would have been alive. But who knows, man? Your brain pan's already messed up as it is, so I guess that's what you thought you had to do, right? Who knows? And I guess trash taking trash out, right? However, Norwegian media has now reported that Mikkelsen committed nuking himself on February 13th. Mikkelsen's public defender, gee, you would think this dude would have money to actually get a real lawyer, but whatever. Mitt Ivan Larsen committed the death to news outlet VG. As a defender, I would like to emphasize that Mikkel Eskil was charged with downloading and sharing abuse material where the level of punishment would have been a few months to a year in prison. Yes, yeah, so it doesn't make sense. This guy must have been a weak, effeminate weirdo to nuke himself for 1 year in prison. You see, even this chick says the same thing. Really? And this coming from a sandwich maker. The charge was not extended to any time and the police did not investigate him for other matters either. The case was in the final phase and it was agreed that it should go as a confession case, Larsen said. What the hell's a confession case? Let's find out. Okay, a confession case pretty much means that you admit that you're guilty. So pretty much you're pleading no contest, that you're accepting whatever, so hopefully give you a lenient thing. Huh. Well, yeah, they would have probably give you a slap to the wrist. Well, 1 year? For downloading stuff like that? Yeah, I think that's pretty light, in my opinion. Well, anyways, leading up to Mikkelsen's suicide, national news outlet NRK reported that authorities had begun questioning him again 3 months after his arrest from a new approach but did not specify the nature of his interrogation. Uh-oh, that's probably why he nuked himself. I wonder. Mikkelsen was a prominent LGBT activist and politician who hailed from the small community of Chisford, a municipality that racked by child sex abuse scandals. What the hell's going on in Norway, man? How the hell do you have this kind of shit going in there? Wow. I guess this must be Biden's fucking backyard now, huh? Norway? Despite having a population less than 2,000 people, Trishford has been the location of hundreds of child sex abuse cases from 1980 all the way to 2017. Wowie, wow, wow. Where is the mystery, gang? This is a Scooby-Doo mystery, isn't it? This just proves to you that no matter where you go, what people are, that there's always this constant thing. The sky is the sky and people are people. So no matter where you go, it's the same old bullshit, right? I think I found the new thing to play with. This Redux website or whatever it is has a lot of fucking crazy shit on it. So I think I found a new toilet. Like this guy's a toilet too. But let's go back to this other weirdo from Norway. All right. In 2016 alone, 151 criminal cases were opened by the police involving 82 victims and 92 defendants. In 2018, Mikkelsen was named LGBT Person of the Year at the Norway's National Gala. Yes, in case you know what gay means, it used to be an old word meaning happy. But now they change it to homosexuality. Fun times, right? Mikkelsen is a former Sami politician and a member of the Sami Council. He represented the Norwegian Samers National Association at the Sami Parliament or Sagmigt, whatever that word, I can't pronounce it, from 2017 to 2024. During his time in his role, he led the Sagmigt's work on the first LGBT plan, which was published in April 2023. And yes, he was just following the plan, wasn't he? In its introduction, the Sagmigt report on gender equality states, "Prejudice and hatred have their roots in many centuries of Norwegianization and oppression." Whatever the fuck that is. "Social norms and gender roles have changed significantly in just a few decades. We stand in a cultural tension between traditional Sami society and today's expectations of modernity." Yes, and this got this guy doing some other shit, right? Section 2.2, Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, opens with a photograph of Mikkelsen receiving his award at the 2018 Gay Gala. Yeah. The section begins by stating, "Sexual orientation and gender identity have been particularly challenging for many in Sami communities. In the process of this work, it has become clear that it is important to develop concepts in the Sami languages, which make it easier and more natural to talk about topics, have important debates about sexual orientation and gender identity in Sami."
Masurpulami.
That's what that shit sounds like to me, right? Fucking stupid Norwegians. The passage goes on to provide a definition of gender identity as a person's internal experience of being female, male, or both female and male, or neither. Sounds like more delusional bullshit, right? The text further describes the term transgender, stating, "An umbrella term for people who have an appearance or identity that expresses a different gender than the one they were assigned at birth." They just sound like people trying to change things who what they are not. Don't try to change reality. Live with it. This is my theory why this guy took himself out. Was because when they talked to him again 3 months after, he was probably a part of some kind of group. They were doing questionable things to kiddies. Yep. And then it got too intense for him. And instead of dealing with that can of worms, he just said, fuck it. And he noped out. That's just what I think. That's my little 2 cents or my theory or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, this guy was doing some shit and all this wokeness manifested into touchiness. Yeah, this dude's a world-class turd, and to me it appears in no way is just full of turds, right? Maybe because they're doing that influx of all these people from Africa, but who knows. And don't worry, the year is still young. I'm sure you're going to be seeing all kinds of crazy shit in the future. And very recently too, so let's see what other kind of abortions come out. Yeah, don't be surprised if you start seeing E.T. coming from space and trying to invade Earth. We're just going to be bullshit from the government, right? Oh, probably all the aliens are actually transgendered. Oh, damn, that'd be some crazy shit. That's really foreign and alien, right? Oh, man. Well, anyways, I better get the hell out of here before they get another strike. Will you guys hang out? Be the best people you can. Don't let these weirdos get under your skin and kick ass, man. Bye-bye.